Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. It was before 11. I'm like, wait, is this our turn to go? I wasn't quite sure. We're still up and running, I think, here on BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Another hour to go. We started diving into the teaser angles for Week 15 in the National Football League. And I keep promising live dogs. We haven't gotten there. Sam, as I go over the list, I was unsure, okay, when I start looking at these games a little bit more, there are so many big spreads that maybe it would be a short list of live dogs. And then after looking at it a little closer and the numbers, you know, fairly early in the week, my first reaction was, oh, no, I think there's a handful of games, even though much of the story this year has been the big favorites winning. You'll get like one big upset a week. And for the most part, we don't have these weeks where it's a crazy amount of upsets in years past. Like people that used to do these underdog parlays all the time, you don't hear them talking about them anymore because they don't hit. They're very difficult. Sometimes you won't even get two or three underdogs winning in a week. Like we've seen times where that happens. But with the numbers this week, even though there are a number of large point spreads, I still found quite a number of dogs where I could see being live this weekend. How about you? Is it a short list or maybe a little bit longer than you expected?
Given the fact that Cleveland has what could derail Chicago in terms of defensive pressure in the pocket, horrible weather, wind, snow, off the lake, and now the Bears are a 7.5, 8-point favorite. It's one-way action for me on this one, man. It's Cleveland or pass. I'm sorry. It just is.
Yeah, you notice we didn't mention them in teasers. And that is at a number, at a total, that checks boxes. It's a low total. It's going through 7, 6, 3. Like normally that's a spot where, okay, that's an advantage teaser, if you want to put it that way. And neither of us brought them up at all. I'm not telling you Chicago's going to lose, but I have no interest in putting Chicago in a teaser, even though that is typically a number just going through it in bad weather too, where, oh man, that makes a lot of sense because that means you definitely think the Bears are winning the game. And we know the Browns, they can play some defense. And then I know it was the Titans, but all of a sudden Shador put up crazy numbers and that Bears defense is not great. So I think that might scare people off a little bit.
Thong, 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 thong.
Dude, he definitely had a thong on.
I know.
Gold. Gold.
Gold thong. I like my quarterbacks to wear gold thongs. Give me the points. You also have to consider Chicago has been playing so many high leverage games and they've gotten so many breaks to go their way. When they finally don't get the breaks, and they did not against Green Bay, although they were close, you know, Caleb gets them down the field and then throws the pick in the end zone. That's a deflating loss. And it's not as easy as people think to just get back up and go to work on a team that you should beat. There's a letdown factor in this game. And, you know, anything north of seven, I would consider. South Point has an eight. So they've been laying it with Chris Andrews, our friend, tip of the strip. I'm on the dog. I didn't bet it yet, but I will.
The games that are two and a half, that's easy. We'll talk about those coming up. But of the double-digit spreads, I'll even throw in Houston. That number's 9.5. Of these double-digit spreads in Houston, just somewhere around there, are any of them live? Any of them? Because I wrote down one that I could see. I don't know if I'll have the guts to make the play on the dog to win, but there's one that I could see.
Did you write down the Chargers or the Lions?
The game you mentioned for the teaser.
Vegas?
What about the Raiders? If I'm picking one of those massive favorites to lose, why are the Eagles going to get it figured out? We keep saying that. We've been saying that about the Eagles all year. If you go back to the conversation, I know they've been winning games for the most part, but go back to the conversation from the very beginning. It has been a problem. The offense has been a problem. When the quarterback is the problem and you're laying double digits, this could linger and you're on a short week too. All the issues going on with that team. No, like that would be the one where I'm like, I know, I get it, like Jacksonville. But I would look at Philly with the way that Hurts is playing, man. It is not good.
Is 3.5 a live dog? Probably not, sure. Right? Because it's a coin flip game. Oh, okay.
You're past a field goal.
I like Miami Monday. And that's not just because I had my buddy who's very good tell me, hey, I just bet Miami to make the playoffs at 100-1. That might have something to do with it. But I do like Miami. I think they're very live to win that game Monday night at Pittsburgh. You know, you make Aaron Rodgers a favorite. There's just a lot to like there going the other way. And you always pay that Tomlin tax, of course, because, you know, when Tomlin's hovering around 500, they tend to take care of business. I'd go Miami. But I think my favorite live dog of a very small list of live dogs would be Cleveland, +7.5.
Yep, that's a good one. You know what the narrative is going to be until we get to Monday night. It's going to be in the 20s in Pittsburgh, Tua, 40 degrees or colder. Even though it was the Jets, a lot of quarterback problems there. He just beat the Jets, and it wasn't warm, right? It was fairly cold. It just wasn't 40 or colder. It was very close. But he's never won a game 40 degrees or colder. So I think it's going to be – I don't think the number is going to stick where we are because the narrative is going to get so out of control with Tua in the cold. And that's going to be interesting to see where that number closes.
Do you think the Steelers will be in the room? I do.
Yeah, I do. Especially once with the Tua stuff, people start talking about that stat. Like, oh, he's hot, but wins in the cold. Yeah, I think that's going to happen, especially after what we just saw last week. And Rodgers has a good game, and they'll think, oh, he can do that again. Nah, I don't think so. Tomorrow, should this be 4.5? Bucks hosting the Falcons. I'm not one to line up and bet the Falcons. It's very difficult to do, but I just look at this game and I don't think that Tampa Bay, the way that they've played for like going on 2 months now, that they should be laying 4.5 here.
I hate this game. Absolutely despise it. But the money's coming in on the dog. Open 5.5, and now we're 4.5 and 4. There's a 4 at Chris. There's a 4 at Bet Online. So the dog is taking bets for sure. I understand it. I faded the bartender last week who went 1-1. He had Chicago. That did not cover, barely. And then he also had Seattle. So I was like, well, I could mess around and take a little Atlanta. And it was close, wasn't it? 7-7 at one point?
6-6.
And you're like,
6
okay.
At halftime?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then it wasn't close. And you're like, damn, Atlanta stinks. That's mm-hmm. the problem. You're betting on a very, very immobile, washed quarterback. And you're not getting a big number. 4.5 is not a big number. 4 is not a big number in the NFL.
There's another 4.5 out there. Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they getting Brinson 4.5 against the Chiefs?
Loves L.A. here. He said that yesterday on our show.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I just don't know how you can lay 4.5 with Kansas City right now. And now you got a divisional matchup. Chargers just finding ways, as you put it. And Harbaugh said it's one of the greatest moments of his life. It rivals his wedding, the birth of his children the other night. It's like the Chargers will find a way. And then are the Chiefs going to find a way? It's tough to believe that right now. So, of course, Chargers plus 4.5, that's a live dog.
Schwartz is saying it's over. It's over. And he's the biggest Chiefs homer there is. And he'll tell you.
Are
that.
You talking
We're
this
ask
year
him tomorrow.
Or like this for year. A couple years?
Okay. No. Some of the fans, though, if you went on social media after that Chiefs loss, oh, we're just a bad organization. We can't handle adversity. I'm like, these people are insane. They've been to 7 straight AFC championships, played in 5 Super Bowls, won 3 Super Bowls. Do you know how tone deaf you sound as a Chiefs fan when you say that we got to fire Andy Reid or we got to move on from Mahomes? He doesn't have it anymore. How stupid can you be?
That did not.
People were It happened all night on Sunday. All night.
Oh, my God. Idiots. Was Alex Gold
We're just not a good organization anymore. I saw that all night.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Have you... disconnected from reality. I know you forget how the other half lives a little bit, but come on, fire Andy Reid? I could see him retiring if it's going to be this iteration of the team is now over, but and maybe you struggle for a year. Let's rework the offensive line. They had all those injuries this year. Like, come on, but they're completely done. You know it would be done if Reid were to retire and then they promote Matt Nagy. Because that's what Reid wants. That could be a problem. But I don't think they would want to make that mistake. That's a joke. That's a joke to even suggest any of that. And Mahomes is actually playing well. He just doesn't have any help. So, I mean, that's just a crazy, crazy reaction.
I know the idea.
Go ahead, Paul.
Real quick. I know the idea of Andy Reid retiring has been brought up multiple times. I just don't think that guy knows how to do it, like wants to do anything else. I don't see him retiring. Till the end, man. Like football, it's always been like he might end up it's not gonna end in Kansas City right now, at least the way it ended in Philly. But like that thing went for over 10 years and then it was a fresh start in Kansas City. They've had a lot more success in Kansas City. I just don't think Andy knows, like, how do I say this? It's been very clear for most of Andy's career that football is number 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
I'll put it like that.
Food might be 2.
And 3. He turned 68 in March.
Spring chicken. He'll coach till 75.
Not a spring chicken, from an account. This is from Chiefs Hive. It's a fan account, 13,000 followers. You know, pretty decent fan account. Quote, I'll say it now, fire Andy Reid. And if the next head coach doesn't make the playoffs with Mahomes, fire him too. If you don't make the playoffs with the most talented quarterback in NFL history, you've got to go.
No context. Like, let's not even bring up the entire offensive line is injured. We lost all our tackles. Like, it's insane. Kelsey's done.
And you've lost. He's done, you've lost done, to done. Some really good teams. You've lost. I mean, of their 7 losses, crazy to think they have 7 losses, 6-7. You lost to the Chargers, a healthy Eagles team, Jacksonville, because your talented quarterback threw a 99-yard pick six, at the Bills, at the Broncos, at the Cowboys in the shootout with Dak, and against the Texans. There aren't really any bad losses there. Maybe the Dallas lost, but aside from that, you've lost.
That's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal schedule. There's a lot of teams that don't even play half that as far as quality opponents.
The Patriots could never this year. The Bears could never this year. The Bears would be like 4-10 with that schedule.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It is a brutal schedule, and it was a stretch that was compacted where, okay, you need wins now, and oh boy, look at the next month. And they're losing those games. All those one-score games they were winning over the last few years, they're losing them. One thing goes wrong. Wow. Just don't know how to react. That's hilarious to me. Clinching spots in the playoffs. Denver, if they win, they officially clinch a spot. If New England beats Buffalo, they clinch the division. Where we've reached that point in the schedule. Same thing with the Rams, if they end up winning, where a lot of teams week by week, even though there's a month of football left, that a lot of these games are going to be clinching scenarios, Sam.
Let's see. I was just thinking about this. If Denver has already clinched, say Denver's got the one or the two, and you play Kansas City in week 17, you're playing all your starters, right? You have to.
Denver is?
Yeah. If you have the chance to knock Kansas City out, you got to play everybody.
In week 17, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Week 18 is the question. If there was a matchup there, would you play all of your starters if you have nothing to play for? But week 17, 100%, you have to. Even if it's – what if it's at that point like 3%? I still think you play your starters just to do that.
You got to keep them out. You got to keep that team out. Go for the kill.
Yep. Have to. Increases your chances of winning the Super Bowl. Just think of it that way. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweat, still the top of the hour right here on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's a nickel or dime. We'll play that coming up in a few minutes. Joe host Tammy P. Thanks for hanging with us on this Wednesday. As next couple days hit us, we'll be diving deep into these NFL games. Bit different, you know, college slate to talk about. On Monday, I noticed over the last couple of days, a lot of media, there's been a lot of attention about something we discussed on Monday, but it's been kind of ramping up, the Portnoy stuff. And then other conversations around it. And I'm talking about his video that he recorded immediately about Pete Carroll. Like, we talked about that right away before a bunch of stories were written in and some of the reaction. And the interesting part to me is just not so much Portnoy, the idea of bad beats. And in our business, the sports betting media landscape, like, bad beats is the most popular thing. And we're in an age where, and we see it more and more, we know about it more and more than other people, where the hot take stuff is what everybody wants. That's what you have to have. But bad beats reactions is just that. Like, we look at it, I can't stand the bad beat stuff. Like, everything's a bad beat. Oh, this is a bad beat. That's a bad beat. Hey, we got news for you. These guys that make these numbers are really good at it. And not only making those numbers, but shaping those numbers and following the sharp money and figuring out what the right number is. So a lot of times you're going to be right there. Where were they last night on UConn? Right, boom, right there on the number. It closes and it ends up pushing in college basketball. Not the easiest thing to do, but they're excellent at it. So a lot of times it's going to look like it's a bad beat, and it's just feels like it's low-hanging fruit. SVP's the best at it. He's the only person I want to watch, I want to consume, talking about bad beats. He's, you know why he's great at it? Because he's actually a better. He puts down his money, he makes selections, and it's real, and none of it's fake, and he's very entertaining. He hits all the right cues. I despise bad beat stuff, and we see it everywhere. It's just inescapable. And then it kind of came to the forefront with the Portnoy stuff, and that's because that's a guy that has made his career on going viral. He wants his employees to go viral. He wants to go viral, and he's also involved in sports betting, and they have DraftKings involved. Like, so he's trying to push, go over the top. What's going to go viral? And then he does it, and then it happens for all the wrong reasons.
Right. I still, even if he was joking, I still don't think he should have said, I want Pete Carroll murdered. That's
crazy.
That can't happen because it's just not funny. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you think that's funny, you're sick. Like, those are the people that are defending Barstool. Like, oh my God, he's kidding. It's all a joke. Didn't sound like a joke. Now, do I really think he wanted it to happen? No, but you can't say that. You just can't say that. So I'm not going to defend Portnoy for saying that an NFL coach should be murdered. Joke or not, you don't say that. And, you know, a lot of people that I respect have been saying a lot of things. Like, that reaction has gone more viral than a lot of the stuff that they've done. And a lot of people that I respect are like, this is Dave. This is who he is. I don't know. I don't mind Dave at all. I see him on Big Noon Kickoff. Some people are like, oh my God, I can't believe he's on there. I think he's entertaining. Is he a little much? Of course. But that, so is McAfee. Like, McAfee and Portnoy, like, they were created from the same cloth. And, you know, the ESPN success, a lot of that is because of McAfee, who is clearly a little more versatile than Portnoy on the show. and Pat's been doing, you know, kicks for charity, like the field goals and all that. And Pat has brought life to that show. That's definitely what Fox did. Well, we'll take that dynamic and that group of people, and we'll try and steal from it. We'll take the McAfee audience and we'll bring in Portnoy, and he will siphon some of those people over. That's what happened.
We're the biggest sports media stars right now. McAfee, Portnoy's up there, Stephen A. Smith. Who else comes to mind? I mean, look.
Mina with Kimes everything... is everywhere. Mina Kimes is everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I would say she's an exception to the rule when it comes to hot takes, right?
She's not hot takey.
Correct. She's like the one that's not of the names that we're throwing out there. Like, she's, there's a lot of people that hate him. Because of politics, a lot of people hate Clay Travis, but he's what they've done at OutKick from where they were starting. He's built something.
He's up there, no doubt.
All these names, and we're surprised that everything's gone hot take. Like, this is, we used to laugh at it, but now it is everywhere. It's touching everywhere. You know, there's the I'm anti hot take thing. It's tough to succeed doing that. But Mina Kimes has broken through. She's broken through.
Yeah, she's been very, very successful. And I believe she's Ivy League. So she's very intelligent. To your point on the hot takes and the clicks, I mean, that's what it's been morphing to over the last 5 to 10 years. And the more social media, the more short clips you want. We want this for 30 seconds and this for 60 seconds and this for 2 minutes. So it has really changed the way that things are handled. And you know, when we came up, we were doing radio at different places, but like, we wanted to do the best show. I've always wanted to do a show that I feel people would want to listen to and enjoy listening to. I don't want people to like react to me. I want people to talk with me or listen to me. I don't want you to scream at your radio, "That's an idiot take," or whatever. Like, but that's, they want reactions now. And I've been in many meetings at Fox in the last 2 years. You know, we want you guys to get involved in the comments section. We want you to, like, gambling comments are torture. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. Last thing I want to do. Well, it's good because it helps engagement. So, like, I'm in the comments now on Instagram and YouTube. Talking in a thread where people are calling me brain-dead idiot, four-eyed pussy. You know, like, it's just like, it's the same thing over and over and over again. Dude, I mean, like, that's all I read. That's all I read on the internet.
I saw some of it that you reposted this weekend. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. The most recent loss is you're an idiot. Fire him. Like, they forget you're a human being.
Yeah. No, it's very tough to do gambling content. And it is what it is. But, you know, this show was never built to be, oh, like, we're going to win every game, or this is a lock, or this is, you know, you have to make this bet. It was more trying to understand the business and understand how lines move, why they move, what the bookmakers are saying, what the bettors are doing, sort of like a wheel of information. And then two guys who bet it and live it and, you know, thrive in these settings. Like, it was never supposed to be anything but that. And like, we've accomplished that. And it still isn't good enough, you know, like, that. It's a very strange time for us.
Well, and it's not making an excuse. And it's not just us. It's everywhere. And just look around. I mean, you were referencing the meetings that you've been in on. Like, I've said this to you many times, especially the last couple months. It's moved so much. Things are changing so much. Long form doesn't work right now. Look at all the shows that are going away. It's long form. To your point about 30, 60-second clips, you're spot on. Long form in this day and age, people want to consume as much as they possibly can, but in short bits, and then they move on. Look at us. Like, and we're not even that younger demo anymore. We're scrolling through reels. We're just like everybody else. So we could complain about it, but I think we're part of it too, right? The way we consume stuff.
Yeah, when Vine got hot, you know, you got 7 seconds. You got 7 seconds. And then Snapchat, and obviously Instagram has a a limit on time, you know, for stories and reels and all that. So it's all part of it. I mean, our attention spans are shot, and I go to my buddies' houses when I'm back home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you know, the kid's 2 years old and already has an iPad in its hand. And you're like, oh, well, yeah. This is, you know, this is why.
Yep. Certainly living that. Believe me, getting their attention at practice sometimes and holding the attention for more than 10 seconds, that is quite a challenge, much more difficult than it used to be. All right, Paul Aspen, unless you want to add something there, because you're a man you're in this business. You see how it's evolving and changing. We've got nickel or dime, but I mean, do you disagree with anything that we're saying just about how it's weird how the bad beat conversation has me thinking about it? But that's why it was a big deal, because what Portnoy was trying to accomplish there is kind of what we're all experiencing. Like, this long form stuff is going away. It's just about most social engagement I could possibly get. Murder this man. Like that. Yeah, that'll right. do it.
And that's, I mean, it's shock value. And again, as Sam, as you said, like, he's always been over the top to a point. Like, that's part of the character that he's playing. I mean, I'm with you on the bad beats, that it's gone too far, but it's, and I agree that SVP has been the best at it. Yeah, it's especially as some people that are, let's say, in transition, it's like, how do you spray to the short content field? And like, what mm-hmm. hits? So yeah, I mean, that's, you know, for all of us, it's like, what's if we're gonna, you know, I guess I'm just speaking for myself. If you're gonna keep doing this, it's like, how do you maximize that or like really spray that field? And that's something that's changing every day too. Someone that come from a sports TV background, like, I kind of lived it as Sportsnet Central, which was like the local version of SportsCenters. They started going away. The sports talk shows locally started going away. I know the games are never going anywhere. How do you do this, whether it's on YouTube or otherwise? And Sam, you know, ESPN's hiring people that it's social media first. So yeah, it's a wild time. Not good yeah. or bad. Bad for us currently, like in this with this show, but yeah, it's just pivoting and, you know,
I think it's
new skill sets and all that.
I mean, but I'm general.
But I'm currently bad.
I'm currently bad. Yes.
Well, I'm into
I just lost out to a job. Like, you know, look, we're all trying to find our next job. I just lost out on a job to a kid that's been in this space for like 4 years. Because he has a huge following on TikTok. Like,
yeah.
What? Like,
what? Yeah, what? I guess when I say not good or bad, like bad, but also like the reality. So it's like, how do you develop that? Like, again, I'm 40. We're all around the same age. Like, it's not that you can't pivot at this age. You definitely can. But it's, sure. Are they just looking, yeah, that built up following. How do you compete with that right now? Yeah, it's a big puzzle.
What about as a consumer, though? Because we're all consumers in this space, too. Not only creators.
Not going to consume that.
It's bad as a consumer. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, 100%. I won't be consuming that. There's a lot of shows that I won't be consuming. Because I just don't think it's good content. Whether it's short, whether it's 15 seconds, 30 seconds, or 3 hours. There's a lot that I just don't think is good content, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Like, do people who are 25 want to watch that? I guess. At least some people are betting on that, but they could be definitely wrong too.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I just got a text, by the way, from somebody that would know something like this or, you know, have some intel on market. I just got a text 30 seconds ago that said Pavia is going to win the Heisman. So I'm guessing there's been a move or there's going to be a move. Joe, you were talking about this a couple of days ago. I'm pulling up the market right now at BetMGM. He's 7-1 now. He was, 12-1 Monday or Tuesday. So there's a push coming on Pavia from somebody with some sort of idea that it's a good bet at price.
Wow.
When we talked about this yesterday at the start of the show, the place that was 12-1 has cut it in half.
Yeah.
It's plus 650.
Okay.
So
MGM has 7. But again, this was double digits yesterday.
How high was his number? How high did that number get, like, after the Texas loss? Like, what was the...
I think he was 50 to 1. Yeah, that sounds right. Somewhere around there, whether it be 40 or 60. 50 is a good North Star. He's going to get... Valika said this last week. He's going to get every SEC vote. Anything south of the Mason-Dixon line, that's going to be a vote for Pavia.
Yeah. Sam, are you going to do anything with it?
No, because I didn't bet 12 or 10 because I'm stupid.
Yeah, but if he's going to win and here's a free 6 to 1.
Well, I mean, that person doesn't work on the Heisman committee. It's just somebody who has knowledge of the betting market. Sure. So he's seeing it move and he's connecting dots, put it that way.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right, we'll keep talking about that. Maybe we'll do nickel or dime. Sorry, Paul. My bad. Didn't know
Hey, Joe. Copy paste for tomorrow. Whatever.
Or next segment.
Let's go.
Next week.
What best are
tonight? Post-show meeting. Nickel or dime.
Here on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So what's the plan? Getting shortly after the show? It's the last trip to New York of the year? Not ever.
I got one more next week, too.
One more next week, okay.
One this week, one next week, and then I think one in early January. And then no more New York for hopefully 8 months.
Can't wait for the complaint. I mean, will we get a visit tomorrow from Jeff? I don't know. Without games this weekend.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there. He loves doing it. He loves it. It's part of his routine.
Yep. Yep. You guys will maybe he won't be on the toilet during the show. You guys will have a few things to discuss.
I got to see, actually. You know, it's funny you bring that up because we haven't made dinner plans yet. We got to go on another date tonight, me and him, because he wasn't there last week. No,
yeah,
he ditched me 2 weeks ago. Last week, he flew in day of, and then he did the Sammy P plan where he flew in at 7 in the morning and then flew out at 7 at night.
Right. Paul, we pushed back nickel or dime. Don't want to put these to waste. Let's play a little nickel or dime before we wrap up.
It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime.
Paul, what you got?
I think my favorite part about this is I can't remember the last time we've done Nickel or Dime, and it's like Jake's thing, and Jake's not here, so he might never get to do it ever again. It's great.
I also I think it's very ironic that you want us to open our wallets. My wallet, I'm going to tattoo that thing shut in about a week.
Should we do coming out of that wallet?
I was thinking about it. Like, you know what? You know what conversation's going to be fun? When I go to the wife and say, hey, how about we chill out on the Amazon every day showing up? And it's Christmas time right now. Is this the time to have that conversation? Because it's – oh. The Amazon account is linked to my card. I mean, it's probably equal to the mortgage.
Every day there's something?
Every day. And I order some of it is me, I'll be honest. But yeah, there's
so this is all four people in the household sharing the Amazon account, basically.
Yeah, once in a while her mom will get something delivered. But that's just it. Once in a while. But yeah. Oh, I'm working. I don't have time to go to the store. I'll just do this and that. Yeah. It'll be here in a couple hours. Fine.
Started my Christmas shopping early, Amazon related. Yeah. Like, it's funny. I was looking back at last year. There was one from 12/24/24. I was like, oh, just in the nick of time. Yeah.
That was me before I got
married.
Gambling
man.
Yeah.
I still go, there's nothing quite like going to the store on the 22nd of December to see what they got,
right?
You know? Like,
oh, I've definitely done Christmas Day at Walgreens, definitely.
Wow.
Christmas Day is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember, on the way to grandma's.
Oh, wow. December 23rd, like at the mall back in the day, just knock them all out. I haven't been to a mall in a decade, probably. It's a beautiful
My daughter goes, I'm like, are there people there? I haven't been there in like 20 years. She's like, yeah, there's people there. We went to Auntie Ann's. Like, I'm like, oh, wow.
I was going to say Auntie Ann's.
Sbarro, let's go.
Sbarro, a New York slice, as Michael Scott would say.
Right down the street from the Garden. I think it's still there. All right. So a couple nickel or dimes for you. Game you guys talked about. Would you go the nickel, 500 on the Browns money line against the Bears at +330, or the dime on Bears playoffs at -200, Joe?
No way am I putting -200 on the Bears to make the playoffs. No chance. I think there's a decent shot that Detroit sneaks in. Probably going to come down to the last week. Yeah, we didn't mention Bears on teasers, so we think there's a chance. Nickel, Browns money line, +330. That would be hilarious. In a week where a lot of Bears fans are thinking, hey, that wasn't a bad loss at all against Green Bay. What if Cleveland walks in and Shador beats you? Then how are you going to be feeling?
Now, is this two dimes to win a dime, or is this a dime to win like 500 on the Bears? Very important.
Dime to win 500.
Yeah. Okay, that changes the calculus a little bit. I was thinking to win. So I was not going to risk 2,000 to win 1,000. Yeah, money's tight. I'm still going to go Browns either way.
Let's lose less. That's our approach.
Yeah.
All right. College football. I know you guys, I believe, are on Texas Tech, but that number, I think, is now 9. I think you guys got closer to 12, so let's just take that off the table. Would you consider the nickel 500 on Georgia to win the Natty? Shout out Gracie at plus 550. Or the dime on Miami Moneyline against the Aggies in the first round at plus 146, Sam.
I like them both, to be fair. And I really want you to win, Paul, your Georgia ticket at, what, 10 to 1 to win the title.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for you. Of the two, though, I'd rather bet Miami to beat A&M at plus 146.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Hmm. I could go either one, too. I'll roll with you, Sam, on that one. Let's go Miami money line. I'm not, but like, was it Nate that asked us who we like? I was just like, I don't, if you're like making a pick right now, is there much, there's not much separating all of these teams. That's not how I view it. So like you could say Indiana, Gertz, winless in the Big Ten, but I don't think there's much difference with these top five teams probably. So yeah, I'll go with you though. Miami money line.
All right, we'll go college hoops. 500 on UConn, already rounded into form, to win the Natty at plus 1,100, or the dime on Arizona. They're actually only the second favorite in the Big 12. Iowa State is the favorite. I guess probably depending on where you look. Only looked at one shot. But the dime on Arizona win the Big 12 at plus 290 with the Wildcats rolling. Joe.
Yeah, this UConn thing looks strong. I'm wondering how short is this number going to be later on? Like, how is this the peak that we're going to get for quite some time? And then when you go Big 12, like, you're going to see Iowa State as the favorite, zone a second. It's really tight, like Houston right there too. There's a lot of challengers there to that throne. And Arizona's done a really good job to get things going here, but yeah, this is the time to look at some of those conference futures. I'll go nickel. I'll go nickel on UConn at 11-1 because I only see that number heading in one direction.
Arizona's very, very good. But UConn, whew, that's a bet that probably gets you to the Final Four. Elite Eight feels like a layup. At that point, you could do some stuff off of that bet at 11-1 on UConn. So I'll go again, nickel on UConn at plus 1,100.
You've done nothing in the championship market, correct, for college hoops?
Nothing. Not a single thing. Well, I have St. John's. I bet that at like 20-1, but that's not – I don't know that that's going to appreciate the way that I wanted it to. I haven't I haven't made any bets that I've made, and I'm like, oh, like this is – I'm really bullish on this.
All right, one more. Back to the NFL. My first thought was, man, that is a number's a little big. On the Lions against the Rams, plus 5.5, I believe it touched 6. But Lions money line versus the Rams at plus 220. Maybe they'll be a public dog. Or the dime on the Packers money line in Denver, minus 134. We'll put Dolphins off to the side because I know you guys think they could be live on Monday.
Probably the Packers. I like the Lions a lot. You guys have Lions stock now. Do you really think the Lions are going to beat the Rams? I just don't find myself burning 500 on that bet. So I'd by default go Packers to win minus 1,000 or minus 134 for 1,000.
Yeah, I don't think the Packers are winning that game. So on the road to Denver, the Lions have a chance here. I don't look at that game, 5.5, 6-point favorites, and think that there's no chance that the Rams lose. We just saw them lose a couple of weeks ago. If Stafford were to throw a pick or two like he did in that game, absolutely. With the way the Lions' offense is rolling right now, I could see them winning a game that's going back and forth in a one-possession game, and it comes down to the very end, and then the Lions walk away with it. Sure, I could get there. So I'm going to go nickel on that one, Lions money line.
And that was my thinking too, like a total of 55.5. This could definitely just be team with the ball last wins.
Yep. For sure. Especially how they looked last week against Dallas. It was pretty strong.
All right. That's all I got. Shout out Jake.
All right, good. Shout out Jake. Paul, while you're here, do you have anything for tonight for Lightning bets or anything? Any ideas you want to throw out there?
Okay. No, I mean, I'll definitely be circling the Lions for sure. That'll probably make the card. What do we got? No, that's kind of it for now.
Yep.
Am I doing the Cardinals thing again? No, I think I'm good.
I'm going to do college basketball. Let's do Wisconsin, +2.5 at BetMGM. This number opened overnight. Wisconsin was -2.5. Now Nebraska is -2.5. So a 5-point move, and I'm shoving it right back. +2.5 on the Badgers on the road.
All right. I want to throw an NFL side out there that I know 100% I'm going to be on. Sam, I know you're going to, if you're not already, I'm going to be on the Bills. Like I'm not going to be taking New England in this spot. So I'll just throw it out there now. Like that's going to be one of my picks in every contest. We'll be on there. Let's see. It's won most spots. There are some 1.5s. There's also some picks. Market really hasn't settled. Some of the Vegas spots have pick. Super Book is at a pick. So I find that to be a little interesting. Some of the sharper books pick too. But yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to be there. So I'll throw Bills out there as well. All right. Is Jake back tomorrow? Do we not know? Up in the air.
TBD.
We're back again?
We're all day to day. We're all day to day, Joe.
Yes, we are.
Are we back tomorrow?
Right. Is KIV here? Who's here tomorrow?
Kenny White. And TBD.
Kenny White.
Kelly's here Friday.
Yeah. Friday. Back to Friday. Okay. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, this has been Bet Sweats. Be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.